Okay, today's date is February 22nd, 2007.
Okay.
Christopher will be reading a book titled, what's the title?
I have a Tyrannosaurus Rex that can I please?
And the reading level is, what reading level is that?
2.4.
And it's a half a point. Okay, go ahead and get started.
Can I have Tyrannosaurus Rex Dad? Can I please? If I had a Tyrannosaurus Rex Dad, he'd be great for show and tell, much better than Carissa's ant farm that she brings in every year, or Adam's collection of shark teeth his grandfather just gave him. Okay. And if my teacher said my Tyrannosaurus Rex had to leave right after show and tell, he could spend the rest of the day in the principal's office. Mr. Grumble wouldn't mind. That's the principal, Mr. Grumble.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a Tyrannosaurus Rex, Dad? Can I please? If I had a Tyrannosaurus Rex, Dad, when Roy asked me to spend the night with him in a tent in his backyard, I'd take my Tyrannosaurus Rex with me, and then I wouldn't have to worry about all those wolves and bears and coyotes circling around out there in the dark trying to get in and eat me up. Because my Tyrannosaurus Rex would be out there in the dark protecting me. Can I have Tyrannosaurus Rex, Dad? Can I please? If I had a Tyrannosaurus Rex Dad, when we go to the beach this summer, my Tyrannosaurus Rex could go with us. And we wouldn't have to take along our big beach umbrella like we do now to keep the hot sun off us, because my Tyrannosaurus Rex would. And we would stretch out in the sand, and nobody would even think of running past us and kicking sand on us. And not even exactly.
Accidentally. Yeah, sometimes you're walking along the beach. Have you been to the beach before?
Yeah.
And you actually accidentally kick sand up on people's feet or legs if they're laying in the sun.
Yeah, I'm glad they don't have a T-Rex. You know, if I had a pet Tyrannosaurus Rex, you know what I would do?
What?
When I would take him to the beach, I would take him there. And you know what I would do?
What would you do?
I would climb on top of him and tell him to go too far out in the ocean where people can't swim or go, because sharks are all out there. They would even be bigger than killer whales and megalodons.
Right.
Today, look at that, Dodger.
Let's start on this page now.
Can I have a Tyrannosaurus Rex, Dad? Can I please? If I had a Tyrannosaurus Rex, Dad, we could put a sign in our front yard that said, "This property protected by a very hungry T-Rex." And with the sign in our front yard, we wouldn't have to worry about burglars breaking into our house. Because no burglars, not even really dumb ones, would break into a house and rob it when it was protected by a very hungry Tyrannosaurus Rex. Okay, now, can I have a Tyrannosaurus Rex, Dad? Can I please? If I have a Tyrannosaurus Rex, Dad, he could be one of the forwards on our soccer team. And after we got him a uniform, extra large, of course.
Very good.
He'd look great and score lots of goals. And we'd win every game. So, can I have a Tyrannosaurus Rex, Dad? Can I please? No? Okay, then. If I can't have a Tyrannosaurus Rex, Dad, can I maybe have a bird instead? Can I please, like, maybe a parrot or an ostrich? Because last week I bought this really neat looking egg at the garage sale.
That's garage.
Garage sale. And I've been keeping it warm in my room ever since. There's the egg. That looks like a T-Rex egg right now. Okay. And hey, wait a sec, Dad. Do you hear some loud flapping? Oh, wow, awesome. Can I have a Tyrannosaurus Rex, Dad? Can I please? If I have Tyrannosaurus Rex, Dad. When we went to the mall during Mall Madness Week, a Tyrannosaurus Rex could go with us. And when we got there, he'd search for a parking space. And when he found one, he'd point to it, and you'd get it quick, and no other driver would try to beat you to it like they do now. Not with my Tyrannosaurus Rex glaring down at them. Can I have Tyrannosaurus Rex, Dad? Can I please? If I had a Tyrannosaurus Rex, Dad, Grandma wouldn't have to call the volunteer fire department every time Tabitha got chased up the apple tree by that mean dog.
Who's Tabitha?
That cat right there.
Very good.
By that mean dog woofing. Because my Tyrannosaurus Rex could just reach up and pluck Tabitha out safely and hand her down to Grandma.
Who's Wolfgang?
The dog.
Very good.
I don't see the dog right now.
I don't see the dog either. Is it a nice dog?
No, it's a mean dog.
How do you know?
Because by that mean dog, Wolfgang.
It says it right in the book, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to look for the dog.
They must have ran the dog off, huh?
Yeah, that's the... And then, maybe, teach that wolfing a lesson. One he'd never, ever forget. There's the mean dog.
And there's the Tyrannosaurus Rex scaring him with his teeth. He doesn't look so mean anymore.
He looks scared like...
Mm-hmm.
Can I have Tyrannosaurus Rex, Dad? Can I please? If I had a Tyrannosaurus Rex, Dad, I'd invite him to my birthday party, and then you wouldn't have to take us to the movies or bowling. Why? Why did he say that?
I wonder why. Maybe they'd be so entertained with the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
Turn the page and see what else they say. Because
we would climb up on my Tyrannosaurus Rex, and he'd gallop with us fast around the backyard, and the ground would roll and rumble, and we'd all be screaming and screeching and having a wonderful time, and my birthday party would be the best party ever, and they would be screaming and screeching like they were on a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a
pterodactyl?
Can I have a pterodactyl, Dad? Can I please? If I had a pterodactyl, Dad.
Do you know what a pterodactyl is?
It's a pterodactyl, but...
You know what it is?
Yeah, it's a flying dinosaur that could fly so high a Tyrannosaurus couldn't get it.
Isn't that interesting? How do you pronounce that dinosaur's name?
Pterodactyl.
But you said it was a what?
Pterodactyl.
So the P must be silent, huh?
Yeah.
If it's a pterodactyl. It's a flying dinosaur?
Yeah. And there's one right there.
What did you notice that the Who was telling the story? Was it a narrator?
The boy.
The boy. Did it ever tell you the boy's name?
No.
I don't think it ever told us his name.
Didn't.
What did he keep repeating throughout the story?
Can I have a Tyrannosaurus Rex, Dad? Can I, please?
That's and?
And at the very end, he says, can I have a pterodactyl, Dad? Can I, please?
Now, are you sure it's a pterodactyl?
Yes.
Is it puh or tuh?
It's both me. Look. There, it doesn't have a short...
We need to look that up and see how you would pronounce it correctly with a P or a T sound at the beginning.
It has a very long beak, a pterodactyl does.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that it can fly, but it just doesn't show you its wings or the whole body.
Let me ask you this, Christopher. Can you remember three of the situations that the boy said in the story why he wanted a Tyrannosaurus Rex? Without looking back, can you remember three scenarios he said that it would be helpful to have one?
Because they wouldn't have to worry about going to the movies or bowling at the boy's birthday party. And
okay, that was
he had a Tyrannosaurus Rex. When his friend Roy asked them to have a sleepover in a tent in his backyard, he said he could bring his Tyrannosaurus Rex, and then he wouldn't have to worry about all those coyotes, wolves, and bears.
Very good. So that's two. Can you remember one more from the story? Because he gave lots of examples about reasons he should have one.
And he said, if I had a Tyrannosaurus Rex, Dad, I would, when we go to the beach this summer, we won't have to bring our big beach umbrella, because our Tyrannosaurus Rex will be blocking the sun, and no one would dare kick sand on him.
Or accidentally.
Or accidentally.
Very good. You ready to take the AR quiz?
Yep.
All right, let's see how you do.
See.